From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe did not resign Sunday, despite calls from his own party to do so. He said the events of this week in Zimbabwe are not a threat to the Constitution or to his authority as head of state and commander-in-chief. But hours before his speech, the ruling party, ZANU-PF, installed the former vice president, whom Mugabe himself dismissed 2 weeks earlier, as the party's new chief after firing Mugabe. Party leaders also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. Zimbabwe's military intervened last week, seizing institutions in apparent opposition of Mugabe naming his unpopular wife as his successor. This Zimbabwean, Willard Barrajina, is looking forward to life in his country after Mugabe.
We expect a bright future, especially for us young people. So many young people are well-educated, but no jobs. We are just struggling, loitering around the town, so we expect a bright future for us.
Southern African leaders will be discussing the ongoing political crisis in Zimbabwe at a meeting Tuesday of the Southern African Development Community in Luanda, Angola. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco Sunday, as a local association was distributing food in a market. King Mohammed said that he will pay for the hospitalization of the wounded and the burials of the dead. This is VOA News. Police in Okinawa.